And now it's time for the BPP's little gift to you, those golden bits of news as tasty as Hanukkah gelt. It's what we like to call the ramble. Rachel, Luke,
Hanukkah
are you in?
Gelt.
I love Hanukkah gelt. I don't even know what gelt is.
Does that mean,
I'm
that
a Protestant
food,
from Idaho.
Or is that money?
It's money, but now it's candy.
Okay.
It's
like
the gold coins.
Candy. Yes.
Right.
I did used to get those.
Yarr. When are we going to get some Hanukkah gelt up in this Bryant Park project?
It wouldn't be that
we
tough.
Have a number of verified Jews working on this show. Pashman, can we get some gelt?
He's on it.
Well, people were suing their friend to try to get back some gelt they lost. This Louisiana couple, Brent Eric Finley and his wife Stacy, are going to go to jail. This is after they convinced their friends and families that they could run a medical scan of their bodies by a satellite. They told, the satellites that fly in the space that
really?
Is around the globe, this planet we call Earth. They basically convinced their friends that Stacy Finley was a CIA agent and that she could hook them up with this special satellite imaging. They bilked people out of more than $800,000. They pleaded guilty in August to wire fraud. They were sentenced yesterday to more than 4 years in prison. They've got to pay back $873,000. I think the most brilliant part of this whole scam was they convinced these people, who apparently were the biggest yokels of all time, that if any medical problems were found, if the satellite found any medical problems with their body, secret agents would administer the medicine to them while they slept.
Secret agents.
So that's like the most beautiful thing. Like, Allison, we found that you have pancreatitis. It'll be fixed tonight.
Right. You'll have little agents.
You'll have no memory Agent of knows. It ever happening. That'll be 800,000 gelt.
Unbelievable. Jack Bauer going to spend Christmas in prison. Actually, Keith Sutherland. He wished he was only doing 24 and said he's doing 48 days in the Glendale, California pokey. He was sentenced yesterday to 48 days in jail for racking up his second drunk driving arrest in 3 years. You know what? He could have waited, but he went straight to jail. Decided, I'm getting this over with. He pleaded no contest in October to driving with a blood alcohol level above the legal limit of 0.08. And, you know, he's had some problems before with the alcohol, and I had a whole theory about the Christmas thing. I don't know if you've ever seen the video of him sort of wrestling a Christmas tree in a hotel lobby.
No, but now, after you said it, I want to go check it out.
Yeah, that's on the YouTube somewhere. So we wish Kiefer well. Hope he kind of helps his liver out, gives it a rest.
Oh, I see my name on the next story on the Ramble. I think we need a little musical accompaniment for this, guys. Oh, yes, the world's first museum dedicated. Why did they assign this to me? You ladies are clearly geeked about this thing.
We love the song. Go ahead, tell your story.
I mean, you know, I'd be happy to hand it off to you guys. You're way more excited about than I am. The gist is that the first ABBA museum is going to open in Stockholm in June of 2009. Visitors, possibly Rachel Martin and Allison Stewart, will be able to get a microphone and record their own version of Waterloo, Dancing Queen. You'll be able to also show off your moves in a disco room, get your pantsuit on. Swedish organizers, they unveiled drawings yesterday for this ABBA Museum. The band members are not participating in the project, but they have donated their costumes and some material for the exhibits.
Of course. I love
chance,
that song.
Take a chance, take a
okay,
chance.
I'm going okay. last. Finally, who doesn't like to call home for the holidays when you're on national TV and your home is the White House?
Hi, Dad. Hello, President Bush. How are you?
This is the Ellen DeGeneres Show.
That was great.
DeGeneres?
How's it going? She's great. She's scared she was going to get in trouble because I just said, is it easy to just pick up the phone and call your dad anytime? She said, yes. And I said, okay, well, then let's call him. And she goes, oh, and now she's scared she's not going to get any Christmas presents.
Dad?
Yes, baby?
Are you mad?
No, not at all.
Okay,
glad
good.
To talk to you.
See?
Glad to talk to Ellen.
All right, well, we just wanted to say Merry Christmas, and we thought you'd want to say Merry Christmas to our audience.
I do want to say Merry Christmas to your audience, and I want to tell my little girl I love her.
I love you too, Dad. Okay, love you, Dad.
That's a really sweet moment. As you figured out, that's Jenna Bush calling her parents from a live taping of the Ellen DeGeneres
talk
show.
She was so worried she was going to get in trouble.
It was really cute.
Really, really charming.
It was. You know, El Presidente has this thing where he does a lot of stuff in his official capacity that people can take issue with, but then you hear him talking to his little girl, and you understand how he got reelected 2 times. Good job. Also, by the way, a very quick update. This story we told you about a guy who disappeared back in 2002 on a kayak, and then he just showed up the other day saying, I think I have amnesia. Well, now they've arrested him, and they say his wife may have known where he was the entire time, and it was part of some kind of involved scheme where they were in Panama or something. So just an update on that. That is the ramble.